Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Good morning, Dave.
The studio looks ridiculous.
Good morning.
It looks awesome.
It's a beautiful day.
It does look. It looks very nice. Thank you. They've decorated. Today is my 40th birthday.
Woohoo!
I moved to Las Vegas when I was 25 years old. Started doing this radio show. And my upward trajectory stopped right there.
Right there.
Right there. That was the peak of the mountain.
At least you still look good, Dave.
15 years later, still doing the same thing.
Well, happy birthday, sir.
Thanks, man. And thank you to, you said Anna did this?
Yes.
And she really went above and beyond. And Bossy Rossi left me a little note in the studio that said, it's all downhill from here, bitch.
Oh.
That's nice.
Wow.
So good morning. Thank you. I really don't need a lot of this stuff. I just feel like you get to a certain point in life where you're like, all right, but it is nice when it's done. You guys are both wearing party hats. So thank you for that as well.
Yeah. We're here to party.
And this is special. Ian, I know that you're not traditionally a very emotional guy, but you did stop and you picked me up some champagne.
I did.
And you did it from your favorite gas station. And you got me some Cook's Brut, which you know I love.
I got you the fancy stuff, Dave. We've been through so much.
I looked at you. You're like, we're having mimosas. I'm like, Cook's, huh? You're like, that's all my gas station had.
Hey, man.
My favorite gas station.
It's my favorite because it's right next to my house.
Yeah. So we'll
the
have some.
The bottle looks nice.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Fancy, right?
Just take the label off.
We'll be popping bottles.
I've had, you know, what's considered fancy champagne in the past. I couldn't tell you the difference between $1 champagne and $1,000 champagne. So, you want a mimosa a little bit later?
Yeah, I got some juice over here.
Yeah, okay. What is that?
It's just juice.
Just regular juice?
Well, it's like pineapple, mango, juicy juice.
You know what would be good in that? Some champagne.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. All right, so some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Audrey?
Ooh, let's go bad.
Bad news. Okay. Man was thinking that he was meeting a woman. You know, a little hanky-panky.
Nice.
About 4 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Whoa.
All right.
The booty call.
24-year-old man went to an apartment complex. He thought that he was meeting up with a woman that he'd met online in Michigan. Instead, when he pulled up, an unknown man approached him carrying a knife, and the man robbed him of his marijuana.
No!
He also attempted to take his cell phone. That was actually unsuccessful. The victim left the area and called the cops because he still had his phone. There's no identified suspect. Investigation is ongoing, but again, he went over to a young lady's house thinking he was going to meet her and maybe enjoy some of the devil's lettuce together. Instead, got robbed at knife.
Ah, what a shame. We've seen many Craigslist posts.
He reported that he got his weed stolen?
He did.
Is weed legal in Michigan?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Well, some good news today as well.
Good news.
I'm trying not to screw this guy's name up. Fazee Zabat?
Yeah.
That sound right?
Sounds
okay.
Right.
17 years old, lives in Turkey. He was walking down the street the other day, and he saw a 2-year-old girl playing near an open window 2 floors up.
Whoa.
There's a bunch of other people around, including other kids, and apparently no one else really noticed, but luckily he did, so he walked up and stood under the window just in case, and then she fell the 2 stories down. Again, this is a 2-year-old child, and he caught her. She almost slipped through his arms, but he hung on. She wasn't even hurt. A security camera got it all on video, which is how we know about it. And now it's going viral.
Wow.
Maybe have a conversation with mom and dad. Like, why is your 2-year-old playing near an open window that they can easily fall out of? Thankfully, though, right place, right time. Old Fazee Zabat at 17 years old is being heralded as a local hero in Istanbul, Turkey.
I don't think I could do that. 2-year-olds, they get pretty heavy. No, I'm just saying physically.
You wouldn't stand under the window?
Of course I would, and I would attempt to catch the child, but I don't trust my physical state. You know?
So a 2-year-old, my guess, is probably around 30 pounds. So if somebody dropped a 30-pound, I mean, we're talking about 2 stories, not 20 stories.
You're right.
So if somebody dropped a 30-pound medicine ball, you don't think you could catch it from 20 feet up?
Give yourself some credit. I think you could.
I think maybe.
Especially when it's a child.
In the heat of the moment.
They have, like, limbs that you can also, like
grab
onto.
Hopefully clothing, something.
Just grab the label.
Hold it up like it's a bass.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Back in your guys' school days,
Did you guys ever have a crush on the popular person in your school? Or did the popular person ever become a friend towards you guys?
Message deleted.
Nah, man. I wasn't... You know, there's like the superstar athlete kid, you know, the captain of the football team, the prom queen, all that stuff. That was out of my league.
No?
Yeah, no. Not for me.
Not even friends?
I was a cross-country runner. Nobody thinks being a cross-country runner is cool.
Yeah,
nobody.
Yeah, you're right.
You can't even get laid in college for being a cross. You're like, I'm an athlete. I'm here on scholarship. Oh, really? Which one? Running.
Far.
Cool. I can run. Not very fast, but considerable distances. Super.
And I wear really short shorts.
Yes, I do. How about you,
Ian? I got along with everybody, to be honest with you.
I can see that.
I had some crushes on some older popular girls, but they were at that stage where they were dating the guys out of high school.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I was friends with them, which was kind of cool. I felt like a badass walking around with all the hot chicks, even though I was prepubescent.
So you got friend zoned before being friend zoned was even a thing.
I was a little twerp though, man. Nothing was gonna happen. I just felt cool.
Audrey?
I have a feeling she was the popular kid.
Were you the prom queen?
You were! No way!
But I mean,
not worthy to be in your presence, your highness.
No. We finally did okay.
But I actually was like the weirdo in the popular group. Like I was the outlier. I've always been the outcast, like the outcasted, like one that they're just like, oh, you're kind of cute, and we'll just keep you as our pet. But but I was definitely a weirdo. I just posted a picture the other day, and I was like,
ugh. I saw it. Yeah,
I was like, yeah, I was very awkward.
Yeah, you're
that's
pretty
for sure.
Pretty butt ugly. No, I'm kidding.
That's why they felt bad for me. I was one of those instances, you know what I mean, where they're like, let's like make this girl feel better, let's all just like nominate her as prom queen, and they were just like, oh.
You were actually the prom queen.
Was it a she's all that situation? Was there a bad
time? It was. They felt bad.
Like, oh, she's only got a week to live.
Please leave a message after the tone.
We're gonna go ahead and put Mahoney on a motorcycle and make him jump over a 20-foot ditch.
Message deleted.
Well, if that horse and SOB ever comes back to work, we will.
Right?
He'll be back on Monday.
I don't think I've ever... I hope so.
Yeah.
I really do.
So he says.
Don't get me wrong. I've had a great time this week, but...
Yeah, it's been really quite a breath of fresh air not having him here. It's been really nice.
Now let's get him on a motorcycle.
Yeah. And jump him over. What? What do you want to jump over?
I think it was a ditch.
Whatever,
I hope
that's fine.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you think cars should display something on it to let us know who's actually driving? You know, that way we can avoid accidentally flipping off someone's grandma or something, you know what I mean?
Message deleted.
No, grandma's driving poorly. She deserves the finger.
Amen. I'm with you, yeah. You don't get a pass just because you're old. Like, there are some really mean old people out there who just use being old as an excuse to do terrible things, like drive poorly and cut other people off in line. Have you ever noticed that, where an old person will just totally disregard a line? And I'm like, I get it, because you don't have that much time, but... I will kick your ass, old dude.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I'm wasting my prime years waiting in this line.
Don't fight an old dude, Dave. All right, just because you're 40 doesn't mean you're
gonna be. No. Now I'm grandfathered in, literally.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this ended up being a pretty good day for this lady. A Facebook post tipped her off that she'd won $1 million. A million. A Louisiana woman said that she had no idea she'd won the $1 million Powerball jackpot until she was tagged in a Facebook post by her sister-in-law. Ian, how much would you tip her sister-in-law for tagging her in the post?
Oh, a lifetime of love and probably
$10,000. $10,000 to tag somebody in the post.
Sorry.
Said she only checks her Facebook from time to time and also only checks her tickets from time to time. After she's accumulated several of them, well, she said that she realized that she needed to check her ticket on June 22nd because her sister-in-law tagged her in a Facebook post about a $1 million ticket being sold at the Charge Up 47 in Baton Rouge, which is where she buys her lottery tickets.
Charge Up.
Said her and her husband can use the winnings to pay off debt, save to send their kids to college, and donate to charity. It's, quote, been a stressful year, she said. It's just one thing after another lately, but joy comes in the morning. Isn't that a positive outlook on life?
That.
And all I get tagged in Facebook is memes and my grandma telling me how much she loves her grandson.
Aww.
So
never $1 million.
Google Maps accidentally sent about 100 vehicles near the Colorado airport on a detour that left 100 drivers stranded seeking another detour because they were all stuck on a dirt road. Do you guys use Google Maps in the detours? I do. I just blindly trust that stuff. Sure. Yeah. Oh, this is the fastest route? Yep.
You say so.
Well, turns out it was a big mess up on the part of Google Maps. 100 cars all jammed onto this tiny dirt road that got stuck. Very muddy out there due to recent rains, and vehicles were stuck, and there was a whole bunch lined up behind them, and they just kept driving in.
We are sheep.
Stuck one after another.
We are just sheep.
So, Audrey, you're an Alabama gal. This probably doesn't surprise you. This Alabama Ford dealership offering up a bunch of goodies for the 4th of July.
Everyone that comes into our dealership and purchases a new pre-owned or certified pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, not only are they going to get the great deal, it's great deals and service that we provide here, they're also going to get a Bible, an American flag, and also 12-gauge shotgun.
So America. You get a Bible, an American flag, and a shotgun to go along with your new Ford. However, Ford contacted the dealership and said, hey, guys, can we not do the guns that we just randomly hand out to people? And they said, well, all right. How about if we just give out a $200 gift card that they can use to buy a gun?
Hell yeah.
And so that is the middle ground that they found.
Take that, Ford.
Ian, you seem like the type of guy that may have a strong affinity for Taco Bell.
I do.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, who doesn't love Taco Bell, right? Stay at the Taco Bell Hotel? Have you heard about this?
No, but I would. Yes.
They have a Taco Bell hotel that is designed for people that are in love with Taco Bell, they much like we all are.
They want to live mas, Dave. Mm-hmm.
Yum Brands actually provided an opportunity for people to make reservations. About 70 rooms at the Palm Springs Hotel. So in a nice part of the country, you know, this time of year. Pretty warm in Palm Springs. Took less than a minute after bookings went live. The website was already overwhelmed by demand. Some users attempting to book a room received a message saying the website was experiencing higher than normal traffic, and keep your fingers crossed on that refresh button. $169 per night, no minimum required stay. The Bell, which has taken over the V Palm Springs Hotel, will open its doors on August 8th and close on August 12th. Sold out in 2 minutes.
Whoa. That's going to be quite the party.
Is it?
I believe it.
I feel like it's going to be a bunch of nerds over Instagramming everything.
Probably a lot of influencers there.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of purple sheets. Purple sheets.
Purple sheets.
In quesadilla. Like the,
before
the
or after
hot
this day?
Pump, I don't know.
It's Felon. Famous.
Sometimes I'll just put nuts in my mouth and not even chew them.
Or feline?
Justin is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Justin, how are your detective skills, my friend?
They are excellent.
Good. Well, Audrey is going to help you out today, although I don't know how much help she is going to be. I would say varying levels of help have come from Audrey so far this week.
I'm going to try.
And where's she at on caffeine?
Oh, good question.
Oh, I have a little bit in me, like a 3? Like a 3?
3 out of 10?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She does have her sleeveless Metallica shirt on today, just so you're aware, just so you can get a visual.
I'm ready to go!
Yeah! All right, so you guys together trying to figure out if this is a famous person that committed this crime, a felon, a criminal, or a feline.
Okay.
Crime number one, in Chandler, Arizona. I feel like I should do this like Dateline.
Yeah.
In Chandler, Arizona. A criminal started playing a game of petty theft, but then moved up to suspected identity theft. The criminal was caught with a stolen green card. A family member turned the card over to police and no one pressed charges. But in Chandler, Arizona, a criminal career started with petty theft of socks and then moved up to suspected identity theft. Criminal caught with a stolen green card. Is that a famous person that did that? A felon or a feline?
You respond with your gut instinct first. And then I will come back and I'll be like, yeah, or no. Well, it's wrong.
So oddly, my gut is telling me the cat.
You think a cat, okay.
A cat has a green card.
You never know.
Petty theft started out stealing socks and then moved on to suspected identity theft because of a stolen green card. What was your gut?
Wow. Oh, socks, though, does make it. Okay, we'll go with yours. We'll go with yours. You said feline?
Yep.
Feline is correct.
That was a cat.
Yes, that was a cat that did that.
Whoa, threw me for a loop.
Chrysanthemum. Am I saying that right?
Chrysanthemum.
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 The cat.
or Chrissy, as their owner calls.
Now, tell me more about this green card. How does it have a green card?
Well, it was somebody else's green card.
It would go into houses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steal socks and other items.
Yeah. Okay.
Now she gets it. There we go.
It didn't actually like go to like some underground bootleg green card maker.
I need to get out of the country.
All right. Next up is another criminal. Despite his reputation of being fun-loving and happy most of the time, the subject was taken by police in 1989 after a violent altercation that left the victim nearly blind in one eye. Reportedly, the attack happened after a violent outburst, leaving him with a fractured left orbital bone, needing 6 stitches in his face. Ooh. Was that a famous person, a felon, or a feline?
My gut tells me it's a famous person.
Famous person.
Audrey?
Why are you panting? What was that?
Because I just get so much anxiety. I'm like, oh, God. I was going to say cat again, but I don't know. Famous person.
Mm. All right, Justin, final answer?
Famous person.
Famous person is correct.
Wow.
2 for 2.
Not bad.
Will Smith.
Will.
Will Smith.
Big
yeah.
Willie.
So was he the one that did the attacking, or was he the...
Yes, he was one who did
he
the
He busted up someone's face?
Yes, he did.
Oh, man, Will.
I know.
Big Willie style.
Not getting jiggy with it.
All right, 2 for 2. Justin, you can win right here. Another crime. A family was held hostage in their Portland home by a criminal after the perp confronted the family's young son. The boy sustained a minor injury, and the father defended the boy and ran the perp off. The criminal, who has a history of violence, later came back to the home and waited for the family outside. The cops were called, and the perp was taken away. Is that a famous person, a felon, or a feline?
Okay, that's definitely a felon or a cat.
One of the two.
One of the two, okay. of the three options.
Audrey, what do you think?
I'm going to go with a felon.
A felon, okay. Justin?
You have been giving all the right answers. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Whatever your gut says, dude.
I'm going to go with the cat. The felon. The feline.
The feline?
What? What is he?
The felon feline? You are right. You
yes!
Yes.
Very nice.
3 for 3. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best. All right. And what's really great is it's just a fat-ass cat. It's a 22-pound cat by the name of Lux. Right? I'd call the cops soon.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Wow. Yeah, Justin, congratulations, man. That means you're going to see Trevor Noah on Sunday over the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace. So if you enjoy The Daily Show, I'm sure you'll enjoy his stand-up comedy. Thank you for listening, man. Congratulations to you.
Thank you, guys.
Stop stories!
Here's what's making news.
So this doesn't surprise me that it comes out of Florida, but still... It's something. An animal sanctuary in Florida is offering a unique yoga program. You guys into this, right? Like a little, you see the beach yoga. They'll sometimes just do it out at the park where a bunch of people get together.
And goats.
The goats yoga, yeah. This is yoga with lions and tigers.
Oh.
What could go wrong?
Like baby ones, right? Like the little ones?
Full-size, vicious, rabid lions and tigers.
Nothing about that sounds relaxing.
Yeah, right.
I can't get my downward dog on knowing that there's a giant lioness behind me.
Your downward dog is like the position which makes you look the most delicious, right?
Yes.
Yeah. If I was a lion or a tiger, I would definitely be like, wow, you look like a gazelle. $40 for tickets. Also includes a pass for the entire sanctuary in case you just want to mill around and look at the 50 big cats that they have.
It's pretty expensive.
Right?
Wait, $40?
For yoga?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I think that's a little low. How much is goat yoga? My girlfriend did it.
Isn't it free?
Wait, people pay
for goat yoga?
Do they?
Probably.
Eh. I would.
So more than 2,700 cases are going to be reviewed after a former judge in Ohio turned up to work drunk and possibly was involved in a prostitution ring. Whoops.
Wow.
A retired judge in Southern Ohio was accused of severe alcoholism and implicated in a prostitution ring. William T. Marshall, which is just the most judge name ever, 62 years old, retired last year while facing a suspension after an ethics board found that he had improperly meddled in his daughter's speeding ticket. Oh. It's a speeding ticket. Oh. Then earlier this year, his mother and daughter filed for guardianship over the former judge, arguing that he was no longer able to take care of himself because of advanced alcoholism. In the filing, the family shared that he had been intoxicated for work as a judge and that his finances are, quote, in shambles. In March, Marshall was also found in a lengthy report of an alleged prostitution ring in Portsmouth, a small town in Ohio, just across the Ohio River from Kentucky. So,
yeah.
I can't imagine what a prostitution ring and Portsmouth, Ohio looks like, but I don't imagine it's probably very good.
Probably smells weird, too.
Yeah, what
very
is that?
Very smelly.
What is that? Oh.
See, I like...
Something dying here?
I kind of fantasize about being a drunk small claims court, like, judge. That would be fun. What, like a TV
like a,
show?
Like a drunk Judge Judy sort of
yeah,
thing? Yeah,
definitely. Nothing, like, serious, but yeah. Now they have to go through all of these cases, probably overturn the majority of them.
Yeah, but... If this guy was actually convicting people or sentencing people while hammered,
intoxicated.
Then yeah, screw him. So that app, did you guys see this? The deep fakes app where you take a picture of anyone, like any celebrity, if from a red carpet or whatever, and the app automatically makes them naked. Yeah, so there's
so
an app
creepy.
That was released that it only works on women.
Yeah, I tried it with Mahoney. Not a good look.
It wasn't?
I'll show you later.
The app's developer, who goes by Alberto, has... taken some steps to remove the app because it has offended a lot of people. It's actually called Deep Nude. It removes all of the clothing from any image uploaded by a woman, and it sparked fears that it could be used to blackmail unsuspecting victims with fake revenge porn threats. But, I mean, did you see some of the images that it created?
Oh, yeah.
Smoke shows?
Pretty accurate.
Yeah, they're not bad. Like, I saw they did some from some famous publications, like magazines and stuff. But
I saw, like, a Taylor Swift one, and I'm like, okay, like, I see why people are...
Very
concerned
long
about
and
this.
Lanky.
It's just so creepy, though. Yeah. That's the whole part. Like, I cannot imagine something like that popping up. Say, like me. Obviously, I'm not a woman, but if I saw just a random nude photo of me on the internet, you know, from something like this,
I mean,
that would be very frightening.
Okay,
I wouldn't be opposed to see what it at least looked like, you know, see if it was a little more generous than nature was to me.
I was going to say, does it take, like, your body type into account?
Yeah.
Oh, no way. Yeah. That's pretty interesting.
I thought that you would be offended by this, no?
I don't like it, no, but I would be interested to see how it works.
Would you run a picture of yourself through it just to see what it looked like?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see if it looked better. I'll use those.
The same way, man. Yeah.
Send it to my husband. He'll be like, hey.
Hey. So this is what it would look like if I worked out, huh?
French fries.
Jackie O's Martha's Vineyard estate is being sold. Now, she bought this property 40 years ago for $1 million, and it is now being sold for $65
million. Woo!
Now, of course, they made plenty of improvements over the course of those 40 years. It basically just started off as a big chunk of land near Cape Cod, 340-acre property.
Jeez.
But now it is a very impressive estate. So it's got almost a 6,500-square-foot main residence, and there's a couple of offices, outdoor deck facing the water, large property, has a guest house boasting 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, as well as a kitchen, living area, separate caretaker's home with 3 bedrooms, extra amenities on the property, a boating house, 2 garages, a hunting cabin, a pool, and a tennis court. So again, when they bought the property, just the hunting cabin there, made a lot of improvements, but to the tune of it appreciating over $1 million a year over the course of those 40 years is pretty impressive.
That's unbelievable. Did you see how much one of her dresses went for? Jackie O,
no.
Like, there's like this infatuation with her. There's like a cult following. And her
is
dress,
that still a thing? Do people still, or is that like the older generation?
I don't, you know, I have some friends that are, that like the fashion of Jackie.
Nostalgia.
O
yeah, I mean, like the Audrey Hepburn, you see a decent amount of that, but
definitely.
I feel like the Jackie O has faded a bit in the last decade or two.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe not.
How much did one of her dresses go for?
Millions.
Millions?
Millions of dollars. Yes.
Millions.
That famous pink one
that
she wore with the hat. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, when he was shot?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
no.
It's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Well, that's not kind of creepy.
It's JFK's brains on it.
It's a piece of history.
Yeah, a creepy piece of history.
That's why it was millions of dollars. It wasn't like
it
somebody
wasn't
was
just
wanting
a random
to wear
dress
it
from her high school prom.
Iconic moment in history.
She has many dresses that have gone up for auction and have fetched, again, millions
I don't doubt
of
it.
Dollars.
Jackie O was a classy lady.
Yeah.
She was a cutie, too.
Put up with a lot.
Yeah.
Sure. Pretty forgiving, too, I'd say.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Like, literally, the entire country knows that he's banging Marilyn Monroe. Everyone knows. And you're just like,
I guess it's fine. It's fine.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So have you ever had just one job and you managed to screw it up? Somebody commented that they always think that when they're watching a football game, when the field goal kicker goes out there and misses the field goal, like that's
your
only thing you have to do, man. You literally just stand around, you make millions of dollars, you go out there and you miss it. One job. Some good ones coming in on Facebook and Twitter. This one on Twitter, Eric said, years ago, I worked for a sign company in town. Well, working the other day, you turn the sign on manually. You see what needs repaired. Then you turn the sign off. Then you complete the repairs. Instead, I left the sign on, shocked myself silly, and was totally useless the entire rest of the day.
Just the rest of the day? Wow, man. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Chad on Facebook said, I got stoned and passed out when I was supposed to pick up my pregnant girlfriend from work. She walked 3 miles home.
What?
20 years later, I still think about it.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's pretty awful.
Yeah, it's tough.
Pretty awful.
So Bossy Rossi didn't schedule this song this morning. I just figured I'd play it. It's my birthday. I can do what I want. More of your calls and posts coming up. X107.5.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
What's the time that you had one job and you just couldn't pull it off? I don't know why this one is so relatable, but Tim actually posted a meme of what's called male refrigerator blindness. Like where you're just asked to go find the ketchup in the fridge and you just can't find it anywhere. And then your angry significant other gets up and they're like, it's right here, you idiot. It's right in front of your face.
Yep.
You're like, how am I so incompetent? So bad.
Yep.
Rhett said... In the act, I forgot to do something, and now I have two kids.
Oh.
Whoops. Whoops. Yep.
It happens. Yeah. It's okay.
Kirsten said, pulling into the driveway with one kid and had my 5-year-old ask where her sister was. I forgot her at the daycare.
Oh, no.
Had to shamefully turn back out of the driveway. Mom, fail. Sucks that you got all the way home, right?
No, if there's one thing the show has taught me is that people forget their kids all the time.
Yeah.
Like, Dave, have you ever forgotten your kids?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I was about to say, yet.
Yeah, not yet. I mean, do you remember how crushing it was as a kid when you'd get forgotten?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
You'd be standing there at school, and you'd be like, I'm sure they're coming soon. And you'd see all the other kids leaving with their loving parents.
That's why I'm like this now.
Yeah, I was always after like band rehearsal, so I'd just be like sitting there with my trumpet.
Oh, I was going to say
super
cool.
Cool. By myself with my trumpet. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Mom. Trauma.
When I was working in Chicago, I actually worked at a tea shop, and we closed up one night. It was a Wednesday night. I forgot to lock the front door.
Oh,
and,
yeah?
And we had a break-in.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Did you get fired?
Break-in. No, no. I did not get fired, thankfully.
I would have fired you.
Because all the other employees were terrible. But the guy who leaves the door open somehow.
What did they steal?
They took the entire register, but they couldn't get in the safe. So they only got away with a couple of $100.
This one, speaking of doing something very similar to what you just said, Misty on Facebook said, I was supposed to help lock up the office. Well, I forgot a door. We got back Monday. The computers, the printers, and anything of value is gone. LOL. To this day, they don't know that it was me that was the one that forgot. Even when the cops showed up, I played stupid.
Smart girl.
Is there a statute of limitations for lying on a police report? I don't know, man.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Dude, did somebody steal my Dell? Who steals a Dell?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is the time that you had the one job, and you just totally blew it? Going back to Twitter here, I got pulled over by last July for my registration being expired, literally the day before. So that was my one job to, you know, get the plates renewed. He said all 8 of us in the cluster were speeding, and he let the clean plates go. I was like, mine are technically clean. They're just expired. At least he only ticketed me for the plates and not for the speeding.
Nice.
Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah. Thanks, officer. Appreciate you. Eric said, I was cleaning cutting equipment in the meat department, was told to be extremely careful and not cut myself. Well, guess who wasn't extremely careful and cut himself? Deep enough to gush blood everywhere, but not serious enough to get stitches. Next night, I get it drilled into my head, be extremely careful and do not cut yourself. Well, wouldn't you know it, I went ahead and did it to myself. Different finger this time, though, so that's good.
Maybe you should not be working in the meat department
anymore. Maybe they shouldn't allow you to clean the meat equipment.
No.
Man, have you guys, when's the last time you cut yourself on something really sharp like that, like a knife, like you're just...
I think...
Frequently.
Last time that you cut anything?
Last time I cut anything. I think that was like 1.5 years ago. I tried to stay away...
That's the last time you cut something?
I cut myself. I cut things all the time, but I'm very careful about cutting myself. When was the last time you had like a big gash? Dave?
Probably about 6 months ago. I was cutting up a lime, put it into a cocktail, and maybe I'd had a couple of cocktails before that. And just like,
were you cutting the lime in your hand?
No. I had it on the cutting board. I was just talking to somebody. I was talking to my cousin. I was like, whoops, ow.
That's a weird garnish.
Ow. Oh, this is a really, for some reason, I really feel like I'm connected to this lime. Oh, because I am. Whoops. Andy said, I had one job, and that was notifying friends of the time to arrive at my other friend's house for his surprise birthday party. Totally forgot to inform my friends of the time to show up, and one of my friends just knocked on the door, to which the birthday boy answered with a case of beer, and he was like, surprise?
Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
It's the worst when your job, I mean, that's obviously bad, but that's more responsibility being put on you.
Yep.
It's the worst when you're just a participant in the surprise birthday party, and you're the dummy that shows up 10 minutes late and you ruin it.
Ugh.
You get there at the same time as them. Like, everyone's carefully parked down the street and around the corner.
Yeah, if you're going to be 10 minutes late, just go ahead and show up an hour late.
Yeah, just wait until the party is started. And then it's another surprise. Yay.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You had one job. What was it? Maybe you totally blew it. I don't know if this is really considering blowing it, but Brittany said, I worked fast food in high school when I turned 18, and they made me a relief manager. About 3 months in, I was robbed at gunpoint one night when we were super busy and didn't get to the drawer to pull out of the cash. This is before debit cards, so they got off with about $1,000. But I look back at it, and I think it could have been way worse had there been no money in the drawers, because
yeah,
I didn't have the safe combination, and I easily could have been shot. So she hadn't taken the money out of the drawer and put it in the safe yet, and said her manager was super mad about the $1,000, even though it was covered by insurance, and then added the word whore.
I agree. Yeah. What a terrible manager.
I'd say some other terrible words, too.
Couple other expletives for you. Jeff said, I was manning a checkpoint when the droids I was looking for passed right by, and I just said, move along. Come on, Jeff. Michelle said, literally every time somebody says, remind me to, I always forget.
Amen.
Every single time.
I have to put everything in my calendar, both calendars, work calendar and regular Google Docs calendar.
You have multiple calendars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I got to write it down at least 5 times.
Brian said, my one job was not to climb in the tree. My mother had told me 3 or 4 times that single morning. 10 minutes later, I snapped my ulna and radius in my right arm. Thankfully, she said that was punishment enough, and I wasn't going to get the belt.
The belt.
Yeah.
See, mine was the wooden spoon. Did y'all have the wooden spoon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, every time I hear like cutlery like clanking around in the kitchen, my butt still like goes.
It was the wooden spoon one time that my mom tried to whip my brother with. Only he had a cast on at the time and hit the cast and it broke the spoon.
Nice.
And we all thought that was hilarious, and she didn't.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So if you could master any instrument, which one would you choose and why?
Message deleted.
Oh, that's easy. For me. The piano, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because a dude sitting down and playing the piano.
Hot.
I mean, yeah. But also, it's not like, it's not just hot, right? So, because
smart.
Happily married guy.
Yes.
So, like, all the girls will be like, whoo. But also, it just creates amazing music.
Oh,
like,
of course.
There's almost nothing more beautiful. And I really kick myself because my mom, a piano teacher,
I had way too much
ADD as a kid sit down and learn. I'm sorry, Mama.
My husband can play the tunes on the piano.
Yeah.
Like, he like knows like a couple songs, and every time he does it, who sits down, I'm always like, oh.
Like, I didn't even know
learn
those.
Learn some more.
I didn't even
learn
know those were tearaway pants. They weren't.
No,
but
it's always just like on a keyboard, so I can't like. I'm just like sitting beside him while he plays on the keyboard.
It's not quite as sexy to try to like lay up on top of the Casios as it is the baby grand, you know.
Yeah.
You just broke my new stand, Audrey. God.
But maybe the guitar. What about you, Ian?
For me, man, I don't really know. The violin.
Oh, yeah. You're picking good instruments.
You mentioned it earlier, but what about the trumpet?
The trumpet would be good.
Like the Chris Botti, the national anthem. You know, like, the trumpet can be really beautiful.
It might be one of my favorite instruments, honestly, but I'm biased. But saxophones.
Oh, yes.
Saxophone.
Yes.
The sax.
Oh, do we have the audio of that guy from yesterday playing the saxophone for his cows?
Cows.
Oh, for the cows? I can find it. Let me
find it.
Real quickly, let me set it up here. So there's this guy. You've probably seen these videos before where somebody's playing an instrument. All of a sudden, all of the cows come over because it's like the call.
Yeah.
Only this guy had fairly recently learned how to play saxophone. It was still working, though. All of the cows came over from across the pasture, and it was really sweet, and like the cows were just sitting there like
dipping their heads,
you kind of look
at
them, kind of swaying to the music a little bit. But, you know, the music itself, well, you can judge. Do you have it there, Ian?
What?
She wonderful.
This is so, what is this?
Wait, this is the creepiest cow music of all time.
Please go to the very end whenever he realizes that he doesn't know any more songs.
He's out of song. Multiple songs in this?
He's just like, oh, maybe I should think about, I won't spoil it.
Even the cows are like, dude, what are you doing?
Like, hey, I came over here to tell you to stop this. This is...
Who would have known that cows liked and enjoy music?
Oh, yeah, and now he forgets every song.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, just want to leave you guys a message. You guys are doing a great job, and like I'm always entertained in the morning. So, you know, when I go into work, listen to you guys. Keep up the good work. All right? Thank you very much.
Message deleted.
I always squint at those messages. I'm like, there's something else coming.
I'm going to say thanks.
Thank you, man. I didn't expect it to actually end nice. I thought there'd be a... But
I think it was a little passive aggressive, but that's just me.
Do you?
I do.
Why? Are you? Do you think every someone's always
we have
to
a hard
get
time
you?
Accepting compliments,
yeah,
Ian and I.
Yeah, I can't take a compliment.
Oh, I'll do it. Thank you, friend.
We've been hurt a lot over the years.
Please leave a message after the tone.
First off, don't eat an edible before you go to work. That's a bad idea.
Whoa.
Secondly, what's your guys' worst experience with the devil's lettuce? Let me know.
Message deleted.
Oh, I definitely have one.
Oh, no.
Freshman year of college, went down to the lower level of the dorm that we were in, and some guys busted out some weed.
Oh,
and they're
yeah,
like,
bro.
Do you smoke weed? And I was like, yeah, of course I do, bro. Had never smoked weed in my life. Never.
Oh,
never smoked weed. And they're passing it around. I take it and... and, you know, it seemed like about 4.5 days went by. It was probably about 6 minutes.
Yep.
And one of my friends looks at me. He goes, man, you don't look good. You all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
And I stand up. And you know how in the dorm rooms they'll have like the little sink with the mirror?
Oh, yeah.
And I looked in the mirror, and I was straight up green.
Oh, no.
Luckily, this was on the bottom level because I just ran out the door around the side and just blah.
Oh, you chunks.
First time smoking weed, puke everywhere. Trashed my credibility.
Can we also agree that weed is not like what it once was?
No, it used to be. I mean, and to be fair, this should have been when it was the weaker stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because this was like 98.
Yours says like all you were just like basically smoking stems.
It's just stems and seeds. But nowadays,
brown.
Nowadays, you're right. Like it is straight up. Like,
I would not want to try it now, like at all for the very first time.
Do you not smoke weed now?
No, I do, but right. No, like that's just like a terrifying thought. Just being like, let me just, I would, because
Ian will do this now. He has like a bong.
Nope.
I can't imagine taking a bong rip. I would die.
I really
liked smoking weed. I didn't for a long time. I just, a little teeny bit of it though, you know?
The perfect amount.
There is a perfect amount.
Sure.
And then there's... If you
do we sound
it,
so prude right now?
No, not prude. Not prude in one bit. No, everybody's different. It's just funny. I just want you guys to come over one of these days, and then I'll make you forget your own name.
Wait, no. I you did that to me.
I never did that to you.
Oh, my
you
God.
Did? Are you just remembering this?
Andrew and I took one hit, and I looked over at Andrew and said, we have got to go.
But I can't move.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Oh boy. Carmelo Anthony is in some hot water right now. And they're saying that he was potentially cheating on his wife on her birthday.
Oh.
He was spotted on a luxury yacht with a mystery woman who was rather curvy.
Scantily clad as
yes.
well.
This isn't the first time that this has happened. With
no, this is the first basketball player that we've ever heard of ever cheating on their significant other. They're normally very faithful.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
But they just got back together.
Yeah, so Carmelo Anthony and Lala have, again, been kind of on and off.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, I guess, has been a wreck about it.
Oh, totally.
He's denying all of the details that he's cheating, but here's what happened. So he denied that he was cheating, and there was this woman in this leopard print swimsuit, like you said, very scantily clad.
Yes.
And they were laying on like the deck of the yacht together, which
I don't
think that you do unless there's something going on,
exactly.
Right? Exactly. Like if you're on a boat with somebody and there's not a whole lot of other people around, if you're sunbathing with somebody and it's not because your respective significant others just happen to be swimming simultaneously, if you're sunbathing with somebody, you're almost certainly doing it, right?
Yes.
Have you ever sunbathed with anyone that you were not doing it with?
Not alone, no,
right.
Never.
Never alone.
No.
Like if I was like...
I like how you asked me about my sunbathing.
Ian, do you want to put on some Speedos and go sunbathe together later today? You'd be like, I know what that means.
Yes.
Birthday sex.
Of course.
Yeah. But Carmelo Anthony in a whole lot of trouble right now, and his wife apparently is a wreck about it, which is just too bad.
If I was her, I would pull up all of his crying videos from like last year. Take me back, Lala.
So Johnny Depp is still in the news because this whole Amber Heard thing, they have a defamation suit that is now going to trial next year. So if you really wanted this thing to be dragged out even more, good news, it's coming.
There you go.
I will say, out of all of the celebrity breakups, this one's been probably the most interesting.
Yes,
because it's nonstop.
Yeah.
It's just one thing after another, and they keep just dropping bombshells throwing vodka bottles and ruining shoe collections and saying terrible things to each other and just being hot messes.
I just think they were toxic together.
Yeah. I think Amber Heard is just toxic, isn't she? I mean, Johnny Depp is a moron.
I really think
he's just stupid. Yeah. But Amber Heard, everyone that she gets with, I mean, she must be
nuts.
Fantastic in bed.
I know.
Which normally syncs with being totally nuts, right?
Yes.
Have you ever heard that?
Oh, of course.
No, I'm normal.
Crazy in the head, good in bed.
I know.
That's why me and Dave are the way we are.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But she was with Elon for a while, right?
Yes, and then he went crazy over her.
So I'm excited to see where this trial goes. It's unfortunate that all of this is happening, but I can't help but watch it.
So this is a pretty nutty story. The former drummer for Guns N' Roses, his name is Steven Adler. Mm-hmm. He got hospitalized after stabbing himself.
Oh, whoa.
Hmm. Huh. Drugs probably did not play any part in that.
I'm sure. Definitely not. We've only heard a couple of stories. Who else was it that stabbed themselves?
That was Artie Lang.
Lang stabbed himself. Maybe drugs there?
Drugs there, yep.
And there was the story about the guy who was at one point a member, I think, of the Wu-Tang Clan. You remember that story? He not only stabbed himself, he also cut off his own junk.
Yeah.
Yeah, drugs involved there too, which, boy, you talk about waking up with regret the next day.
Oh, right?
Whoa!
I just had to look it up. I forgot.
Whoa!
Do you remember whenever he had that band Adler's Appetite?
No. What? You do?
He went on tour and he was like, yeah, I'm gonna make my own band. We're gonna call it Adler's Appetite. Gross.
They're like, who are you guys going to see tonight? The former drummer of Guns N' Roses?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How much are tickets? $11.
$2.
Just come on in, please.
One stabbing fee.
One rusty knife.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
So The Internet is Awesome, our favorite audio clips from this past week. And we have a couple that are themed. So we have two that are singing related and two that are poop related and one guy named Mike. Let's go with the singing related first.
There we go.
Okay.
There was some trainers that taught a seal how to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And they're all impressed. They think this seal is great.
Right?
I think this seal, at least as far as seals are concerned, is categorically awful.
Sucks.
Heidi Klum's ex, much better.
Much better.
Terrible singer, and it sounds like if a nuclear submarine was having a reactor meltdown.
Yeah. or Audrey after she jumps her husband's bones on the Casio keyboard.
That's exactly what I sound like.
Oh, well, congratulations to your husband.
All right.
Yep, that's me. There she is. It's actually not a seal. That's Nick Agadio from last night.
Getting down, yeah.
Learn some tempo, Seal.
The other song, right?
God.
Put a click track on something. Figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So this was on a New York subway. It was one of those guys with the backpack with the cool built-in speaker. You know, it's like the little boombox. It's today's equivalent of the boombox, right?
Yes,
yeah. People used to walk down the street with the boombox on the shoulder. This guy has it built into his backpack, and he was just hoping for this moment, and it finally happened for him. Everyone broke out into a Backstreet Boys song, and also categorically terrible.
Fire, the one.
Low flat.
Desire.
I want it that way.
All right.
Woo. Man, that's my childhood.
Yeah, that was bad.
Let's move on to the poop.
Can we?
So this guy has one of those security cameras set up, like one of the rings or whatever it may be. And he caught some guy pulling into his driveway. And it was one of those green boxy cars. What kind of car?
Is it like a Scion?
Kind of like a Scion, maybe? Do they still make the Scions?
I have no idea. But either, I don't know. Either
you
way.
You looked at me for like, yeah. No, I got no clue.
It's one of those. It's a Kia, I think.
Oh, okay. It's Kia. That's not Soul? A Soul.
Yeah, are those the boxy ones?
Cars?
Yeah,
the
hamster cars. Yeah, it's one of those. But it's lime green. So this guy pulls into the driveway in his lime green Kia Soul. And he steps out of his car and just pinches off a loaf. I mean, just takes right a slam there. Right there in the driveway. And here is the homeowner, very dismayed that this man would do this to his poor driveway. He even offered some fairly convenient alternatives.
I know when it comes on for you to go, you have to go. He could have drove himself right towards the coconut tree and do what he want to do there. That would be no problem. But in my driveway, just open his door and just start to pull his shirt all the way over and then stoop down. And that was it. I went in the hot sun, scrape it up, pour it into a bag, and then I pour bleach, wash the whole thing off. Knock and said, man, you know what? I had an emergency. I had nowhere to go, and this is where I had was to do what I have to do.
You know, I missed that detail in the first play of that. I didn't notice it earlier in the week whenever we played it, that he said, I went out into the hot sun and scraped it up.
Now we really want to watch Cool Runnings for some reason.
For some reason?
For some reason.
What? I'm just a field of rhythm.
Field of rhythm.
This is taking pooping even further somehow.
Oh, no.
So this guy was in court, a defendant, and he was facing charges. And he thought that things were not going his way, and so he freaked out. He pooped and then threw it at the judge, thankfully missed the judge, and then started to eat it.
Oh.
Now, here's what's really great. The irony is they found him not guilty of the charges. So now he's facing a whole litany, an ass load of other charges, if you will.
Yes.
Because he pooped on the floor, threw it at the judge, and then started eating it. But what's really great about the end of this clip is this has happened down in the Miami area, and you can hear somebody at the end of it go, only in Dade. Because it's a very Florida story.
Protein!
Only in Dade.
That's like the equivalent of their world star.
Yeah, only in Dade.
Only in Dade.
He was yelling, it's protein. He was actually trying to make a case as the deputies were hauling him off that it's protein. He's just eating protein.
He was helping the judge out.
Had to get my grams of protein in,
definitely,
watching my macros. And finally, Audrey was nice enough to introduce us to this guy this week. A dude named Mike.
Oh, I'm so excited.
From Mike's Golf Shop in Tennessee. Mike does these little selfie videos advertising Mike's Golf Shop. And Mike really wants you to know that they buy golf clubs at Mike's Golf Shop. This is kind of in response to the Alabama commercial about getting the shotgun and the Bible and the American flag if you buy a Ford before the 4th of July. This guy's commercial, much more compelling in my opinion.
Howdy y'all, this here's Mike down at Mike's Golf Shop where we buy golf. That's right. We buy golf clubs. Mike's Golf Shop. Come on over here. We buy golf clubs over at Mike's Golf Shop. Come on down here. We buy golf clubs. That's right. We buy golf clubs.
What is he doing?
We buy golf clubs.
Huh?
We buy golf clubs.
What?
We buy golf clubs.
Huh?
We buy golf clubs.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just love that guy so much, man.
I wish that we could say that it was edited like a mashup just so that you could have it all back to back.
Oh, no. That is a one-take wonder right there.
Yes, it is.
He shot that video, watched it back, and went, nailed it. I nailed it.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So Carmen Electra is one of a number of other ladies that are suing local Las Vegas strip clubs. And you're like, well, why would they do that? Her and 11 other models are saying that their pictures have been used. Five Las Vegas strip clubs have used their photos without permission.
No.
The federal suits were filed against the Can-Can Room. Is that place still open, Can-Can Room?
I believe so.
Crazy Horse 3, that one's still definitely open. Girls of Glitter Gulch, definitely closed.
Yes.
That one used to be on Fremont Street.
Huh.
Went there once.
Sorry.
Spearmint Rhino and Play It Again Sam's.
Play It Again Sam's, all right.
Spearmint Rhino.
According to the suits, you wouldn't think that like the big ones like Crazy Horse 3 and Spearmint Rhino would do this, right? Because they have so much money.
Yeah.
According to the suits, the strip clubs use the images in violation of the Lanham Act, which prohibits the false or misleading use of a person's image for advertising, as well as Nevada's right, a publicity statute which protects individuals' privacy. Even though the models have requested that these clubs remove them. According to the complaints, the photos remained on the club's accounts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media. The suit states that the models are well known in the industry and that the misuse of their photos damaged their careers.
Did it, though.
Damaged.
I would say,
okay,
so if it says Carmen Electra and 11 other models, I would argue that the 11 other randos are probably not that well known.
And they are randos. I was going through the names. One of them was in a Diet Coke commercial once. And then, like, she was in like a Snapple commercial too.
A Snapple?
Yeah. Carmen
Queen
Electra.
Of the beverages.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
Carmen is definitely top of the list, but still, is it really damaging your career that much?
You know what would suck is if you were the chick on the direct to your room poster.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about? Like the
6969. They always think they're getting you, but getting somebody else.
But if you were that girl and you got paid like $150 one time to take a photo, they're like, just put on a bikini and sort of lay seductively, and then for the rest of time, you're the advertised fake hussy that's going to come to people's hotel rooms here in Las Vegas and rip off tourists.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Getting ripped off by a tourist?
No.
For $150? See, that's what I'm saying. Like, is the payout, are they getting paid? Did Carmen get paid? Karma. Did Carmen get paid?
Probably
Ms.
not. I mean,
no.
If she's saying that it's damaging her reputation and it's violating all these acts, my guess is that they are not authorized to use her image. Nevada casino wins down in May.
Ooh.
I feel so bad for the casinos. They won only $982 million from gamblers in May. That's down 6% compared to the billion during the same month a year ago. It's the fifth consecutive year-over-year decrease in statewide gaming win. However, simultaneously, McCarran International Airport said the busiest month at the airport ever was May. 4.6 million people arrived or departed from the airport last month. That's 7% higher than April, up 5% from May of last year. About 20.8 million people have passed through McCarran so far this year.
Oh, really?
20.8 million people.
Wow.
McCarran's beautiful. I think
we take it for granted because we live here. McCarran is one of the best airports in the country.
Hands down.
I don't care what anyone says. It functions easily. You can get in and out. It's never really a hassle. There's a couple little tricks to get through it even faster if you go through the airport a lot. So many airports around the country just stink compared to McCarran. Really, really like. I mean, they literally actually stink.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Atlanta.
You ever been to JFK?
No, thank you.
LaGuardia?
God. Oh, no.
Ugh. And some good news. The proposed nuclear storage consent bill excludes Yucca Mountain.
All right.
So we're not going to have a whole bunch of nuclear waste here, at least for now, they're saying. And it would not apply to any proceeding or any application for any license or permit pending, which would exempt Yucca Mountain. They're saying that as of right now, Yucca Mountain not going to get any more stinky radioactive garbage.
Send it to space.
Can we do that?
Yeah, do it anyways. Yes, it's 2019. We have the technology.
You just load it all onto a spaceship and just
get it out.
But what happens if
can it come back? Can it like come back down?
No, what? No.
Yeah.
What happens if it explodes on the way to space?
Oh, no.
Sorry, Florida.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
A whole bunch of radioactivity spreads across the entire state of Florida and nothing changes.
Nothing, yeah.
It somehow gets better.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So Audrey has been nice enough to fill in this week. Mahoney has just decided to take a week off to relax. He said that it's his honeymoon with himself. Is that a thing? Like, he just got married and he's decided he was going on a honeymoon with himself by sitting on the couch. What a bum. But anyway, so Audrey's been here. Thank you for hanging out. It's been great having you here this week. Let's dive into our very first blooper reel with some Audrey, huh?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah. Woohoo. I'm nervous.
So disappointed.
Are you?
Disappointed.
Can you really be disappointed every week?
Yeah, I can.
Can you?
Of course. And next week, I'll probably be disappointed. Next week after that.
Still disappointed.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
So funny, my wife's name is Karen. My 12-year-old daughter gets a kick out of this. You have to check out her review for a steakhouse at the Railroad Pass Casino. So funny, my wife's name is Karen. My 12-year-old daughter gets a kick out of this.
Justin Bieber's got some footwork, and then Tom Cruise has got his Scientology spells. So, Justin Bieber's got some footwork, and then Tom Cruise has got his...
I was getting there.
You can get these little things like with the ring alarm system, yeah, where you can put like the sensors on any door. So we have like a little courtyard gate before you get to our front yard, and I don't even think they're weatherproof. So we have like a little courtyard gate before you get to our front yard. Frontier Airlines said Tuesday that there's new nonstop routes between McCarran International Airport and places like Miami. There's new nonstop routes between McCarran International Airport. And
I don't need any more curses.
Oh, Karen needs some sage. Oh, Karen needs some sage. What even
take some of the
that?
Money. It's going to go towards home improvement. The rest is going to be saved for retirement, and not a damn dollar is going the way of that clerk.
Which is horrible. But the store is probably going to get some money.
Take some of the money. It's going to go towards home improvement. The rest is going to be saved for retirement.
Son of a bitch. Which is horrible. But the store is probably going to get some money.
Karen needs some sage.
New nonstop routes between McCarran International Airport before you get to our front yard. The rest is going to be saved for retirement.
Which is horrible.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
There's some stories in the Redneck Report where you're like, okay, I can see that, how that would happen. People go out drinking, they make mistakes. Like, I'll start with this one. A Florida woman facing a couple of misdemeanors over failing to pay a bar tab for some vodka and pizza, according to the Martin County Sheriff's Office. The arrest affidavit goes back to June 6th when Melissa Brown refused to pay her bar tab at the Manatee Island Bar and Grill, which I'm sure is lovely.
Hell yeah.
The 42-year-old Resident Beach resident quickly ran into the men's room and then to the women's room.
Oh, whoops.
After about 10 minutes, a female deputy entered to check on her. They both walked out together, and the arresting officer started to interview her. They said, okay, your eyelids are low, your eyes are bloodshot and glassy, you reek of booze and had poor balance. Also had a large wet spot on her pants where she peed herself. I didn't bring any money for the stuff I had, she told the officer. No, I'm not stealing. I just don't feel like I should have to pay for it, you know, she replied when asked if she wanted to call a friend to bring her some money. The total bill, $30.36.
Wow.
She had a bunch of Kettle One drinks, pepperoni pizza, sales tax added on there. She's facing charges for defrauding an innkeeper under $300.
I love how it's defrauding an innkeeper.
Right.
Innkeeper, please bring me my Kettle One and pepperoni pizza.
But you're like, okay, I can see how that would happen.
Yes, totally. Absolutely.
I can't see how this would happen. Who would throw 57 electric scooters and bikes into the Portland River?
Somebody very angry.
But why?
Anti-scooter league, maybe?
They had so many scooters hit their ankles, they just said, no more!
No more!
No one else should feel this pain ever again.
Dozens of electric scooters and bikes out of a major river in Portland. The county sheriff's office pulled them all out and then lined them up. They had to send a dive team in, and they recovered 57 scooters, bikes over a two-day period from the Willamette River in Portland. The team had to quit early because they found that they were going to need a bigger boat than what they had originally anticipated. Officials said the dive team found 15 scooters in May during a training exercise, and that's before finding the 57 this week. Unreal. This is also pretty strange. Different part of the country, clear across the land. A tornado of poop hit residents in Massachusetts last week after an underground blockage caused raw sewage to wildly expel from toilets.
Oh, no.
Four homes in Melrose, a city about 10 miles north of Boston, experienced a storm which began Thursday morning. What a way to start a Thursday.
Oh, you wake up and next thing you know, your toilet's just going everywhere.
Going everywhere.
Everywhere.
A woman captured the moment on video. It showed a tornado of poop start forming and then spewing out of the toilet. God. It shows a dark, murky liquid bursting from the toilet bowl at her home. She said it, quote, destroyed everything.
I'm sure.
Including, wait a minute, her wedding dress?
Yes, that's the part in this story like I've been so confused
about. The floors, the walls, the entire bathroom, $8,000 to get rid of the sewage. I get all of that. What the hell is your wedding dress doing in the bathroom?
Yeah. She was trying to steam it.
Uh-huh. Steam it with her shower.
Did you guys see the videos of that, though? The incident? The spewing toilets?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, when it dried? Oh,
horrifying.
That is the bog of eternal stench.
Bleh.
Oh, man.
And this isn't the hero that we deserve, but it's the hero that we need in this time. A man has allegedly been placed under arrest after he made a homemade bomb behind a Pennsylvania hotel on Sunday and claimed it was a warning that aliens will destroy the planet if humans didn't, quote, start being good people.
What's this guy's name?
Good. David Oxenrider, 29, was taken into custody by troopers after they responded to the scene about 25 miles northwest of Lancaster, where he lives. He told the hotel manager that he was making an explosive device and keeping it in his room. The manager told him, you need to get that out of the building. And he allegedly placed it next to the dumpster outside of the hotel. That's when the bomb squad showed up. Oxenrider told investigators he had encountered aliens and a UFO in 2014, claimed the aliens told him, humans need to start being good people or else we're going to destroy the Earth with a nuclear laser beam.
Is this Tom DeLonge?
Right?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Really need to get back with Blink, man.
Yeah, dude.
You're losing it, bro.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You ever have one of those I wonder moments? I was driving up Cheyenne, and there was a big double trailer with rocks thrown everywhere. And I was trying to get around it, and then the car on the right-hand side was blocking too, so I couldn't get around the trailer. And I looked up, and it was a Safe Flight vehicle. I wonder.
Message deleted.
So you're saying that they're trying to crack windshields on purpose.
I see.
Little conspiracy. I mean, it makes sense.
It does make sense.
Pretty good business move. Although, if Safe Flight cracked my windshield, I don't think that I would go with Safe Flight to replace my windshield.
Very true.
I'd make them pay for it, if anything.
They just want to be there.
By the way, it's also hot garbage when they just put a sign on the back of an 18-wheeler, like, not responsible for damage. Oh, really? You're just spewing rocks and concrete chunks all over the road, and it's not your fault because you put a sign on it? Like,
can
I just wear
that
same sign on my shirt when I go out drinking?
Yes.
Like, not responsible for any of the things that I do, and it totally absolves me? I don't think that's how it works, yes.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, one job. It didn't happen to me personally, but you recall me last year, a couple years ago, where the dude in Hawaii, where, you know, all he had is one job to send out that notification for the missile, and, you know, just so happens he sends out the notification that an incoming missile is coming. So, yeah, you can imagine all the fun phone calls that I had to make to family back home. Have a good day, guys.
Message deleted.
That's a good one.
That is a really good example
I can't believe
of blowing the one
that.
Job. It's kind of like how Bossy Rossi just has one job. You know, it's not to come into the studio when the we're in the middle of doing a very important content break. He doesn't understand content.
No, no.
And yet here he is.
Hi, Ross.
And he's just staring.
What are you doing, man? What? On the day of my birth, you're going to come in here and give me the stink eye in the middle of a content break.
I came in because I was wondering if it was Mimosa 30 yet.
Oh, you just wanted to...
It's right in front of you. There you go.
Just want to share the celebration?
Well, I don't pour my own mimosas.
Oh, Jesus.
Ross, I will be in there in a moment. Don't worry.
Do you want to hang out? Beer for breakfast is coming up.
Yeah, I'll hang out for a little bit.
Okay.
Celebrate your day of birth.
The big 4-0.
Yeah.
Blech.
Oh, come on, man.
How old are you? You're 46, 47? What is it?
Yeah, a little
bit
less than that.
A little less than that?
A little less?
Somewhere in there, though?
Okay. Over 40.
Yeah.
42.
Do you feel like you're 40?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, physically, you feel like you're 40? Or, like, mentally, I don't feel like I'm 40. I've always felt like 40 was,
Definitely not
the age of maturity.
Yes.
Definitely not mentally, but, like, when I see, like, young people doing dumb stuff, I go, all right, yeah, I'm way past that.
Yeah. Like, I look at a motorcycle, I'm like, no, not how cool and free it's... I would definitely hurt myself if I fell off.
Wait till 50, yeah. Dave. You'll get one.
Yeah. Like if I go somewhere.
You saying I'm going to have a midlife crisis?
Yes.
I already did.
You already did?
Yeah.
You already had yours? What'd you do?
I got divorced. Acted like an ass for 3 years and then got remarried.
Good for you, man.
That counts, awesome. Right?
Yeah, dude.
That absolutely does.
All right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Fun Dave fact. About 15 years ago, I was backstage at a Sum 41 Sick Puppies concert, nice. And Dave was hosting. And after Sick Puppies got off stage and Sum 41 was about to go on, Dave went out there to introduce him, and he was like, "You both ready to see the guy who's Avril Lavigne?" And the whole crowd started going crazy. But the manager, Sum 41's manager, was standing next to me backstage, and he was like, "What the f*** did he say? What the f*** did he just say?" Spazzing out, bro. Fun fact. Peace.
Netflix Please tell deleted. Me you remember that.
Not really.
Oh, Dave.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm saying that would probably only happen if I was drunk during my midlife crisis.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Yikes.
Whoops. Sorry, Sum 41. That's what he's known for. Right? That's his thing. He's banging Avril Lavigne.
All I want to do is drink beer for all I want to eat is them barbecue.
It's Friday. We actually have a cutout Mahoney here in the studio today in honor of the birthday. Somebody decided to take a cardboard cutout of Iron Man, attach Mahoney's face to it, put a Tommy Bahama shirt on it, some Mickey Mouse ears, and a pumpkin necklace, whatever.
No, Audrey's
very,
it.
Very lifelike.
And Audrey just made a dance for the Beer for Breakfast song. Mahoney, I think, will be done with his little summer siesta of whatever the hell it is. In his place, though, the real Mahoney is
that's
joining
right.
us in
yes,
studio.
That's right. We were here very late last night decorating the studio.
It is... I would say overdone, which is nice. There's so many different decorations. If you had to guess, just eyeball it real quick, Audrey, how many different pieces of decoration would you say are in here?
Probably like 12.
I would say way more than that.
Well, I mean, like the balloons count as one.
You're a terrible counter.
Yeah, wow.
No, like the balloons count as
the world's worst guess. Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay. Well, like a total like 50, but like balloons count as one.
Yeah.
And then the streamers.
Oh, it's like 12 different things. I see what you're saying.
Like
yeah,
like that come in packs of like 40.
Yeah, there's a lot. Anyway.
Shout out to Anna and Denise and Heather.
Yeah, it was so awesome of them to do all this, man. And Ross said that he was also here for it, but he supervised.
I supervised.
Delegated.
I paid for it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
How much did all this stuff cost?
It was up there.
Was it more than $100?
It was around $100, yeah.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I said earlier that you actually are probably just going to keep this for your anniversary as well. Like the streamers lift up.
No, we're gonna save it. We're gonna save it for when Mahoney turns 40 in a couple of years.
In a couple of
years.
Can we just leave it up for 2 years?
The exact same thing.
Actually, Ian, I need you and Slater to take all this down by 3 o'clock today.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're over my birthday by that point?
All right,
got it.
Right on that.
Well, let's do some beer for breakfast and let's, you know what? In honor of your, let's not make this about my birthday. Let's focus on the fact that your 3-year anniversary is coming up. So at the tail end of Beer for Breakfast, remind me, say that, you know, now that I'm in my advanced years, I don't always remember things, to give away some tickets for your anniversary show.
Okay. That sounds fair, yes.
Definitely not your anniversary show. Okay. All right, so today for Beer for Breakfast, we are featuring Joseph James. Go ahead and give it a crack.
Oh, God.
ran to the mic. It happens.
She broke.
Joseph James, local brewery from Henderson. This one is called the Hop Raider, And I do think it's maybe a bit of an homage to the Raiders coming to Las Vegas. Kind of makes sense, right? Because even at the bottom, it says Hop Raider. And then it's got kind of the silver and the black and the white, which are the Raiders colors, yep, all mixed in there. I don't think that they're going to overtly say that because...
You gotta be careful about those things sometimes. Yeah. But on the back, on the back, it says built to accompany any tailgate party. So again, furthering that idea, Dave.
Perhaps. So we go through five categories: the look, the smell, the taste, the mouthfeel, and the drinkability before we give it a rating. And as you'd expect, one called the Hop Raider. It is an IPA. So first things first, cheers to all of you.
Cheers.
Cheers.
All the way around. Great to have you in studio, Bossy Rossi.
Great to be here.
You're horsing son of a bitch.
Just feels right.
Oh, Audrey's got the slurp going on. Okay.
What's that?
Okay.
It sounds like a snore.
You'll learn.
So, the look. Ian, what are you seeing here, buddy?
Now, Dave, this looks like a traditional IPA to me. Mm-hmm. It does have a little bit of haze to it. I really like the... It's kind of transparent in a sense, but
a little cloudy, though.
A little hazy. Nice head. Nice head.
Yep. If you give it a swirl in the old glass, some sticky white lacing that... creeps down the side of your cup from that nice head that you were talking about.
Yes.
So that's good. As far as the smell goes, Audrey, you want to give it a hoof? Tell me what you smell.
Get that schnoz in there.
Mine smells like IPA.
It does. There's a lot of hops in there, right?
Totally.
I mean, it's very, very piney, right? Like you get that sense that it's gonna have some kick to it, and it certainly does.
Oh, yes.
As far as the taste, so once again, cheers all the way around because...
Cheers.
Because it's your birthday and keep going?
Yeah, why not?
Chug it. Just kidding, don't. Oh, but you like IPAs a lot, right?
I love IPAs, and so I love the taste of this because when it comes to IPAs, I really like that punch in the tongue. Like, I like that bitterness to it, which is strange because I don't really like bitterness normally in any of, you know, candies, sweets, any of that stuff. I don't like anything that's sour or bitter traditionally. But with an IPA, I like that hop bite. This has it, but it really lingers. Are you getting that same thing, Ian?
Insane. Yes. What is it? 65 IBUs, so International Bitterness Units. That's really up there.
Is that really what it is?
Yeah, IBUs is International Bitterness Units.
Wow.
So 65 is
so much
is
with you guys.
Quite a lot. 6.4% alcohol by volume.
I like it.
So it's not like a 8 or 12% beer, one of those crazy ones. You can sit around, you can drink, you know, 4 or 5 of these. You'd be feeling pretty good by that point. But it's not where you have 2 of these beers and you're totally toast.
No, absolutely not. Overall, Dave, I could definitely see myself down at about 4 or 5 of these watching a nice game.
Yeah.
Really?
And just hanging out. Yeah.
Whew.
I'm sure the beer is great and all, but I'm over here getting schnockered on these manmosas.
Yeah, so Ian had to come into the studio and make Bossy Rossi 3 different manmosas. Until he had one that was just to his liking.
He was very particular. Yeah. I apologize. I haven't served in a very long time.
It's been a while. So
the ratio
has
to be.
What was strange is that if it was a little short on orange juice, instead of just adding a little orange juice, he made him dump the whole thing out.
Yeah.
And then re-pour it. It's
like there are starving children who would love those mimosas.
They would love. There's children all over the world who would love a good mimosa right now.
I prefer to be served not by just somebody who just pours a mimosa. I want a mixologist to mix it properly.
I see.
And I explained what we had provided to him. So I felt like I did my job just fine.
Audrey, as far as the Hop Raider here from Joseph James, would you say that you like the taste or is it too much for you?
For me personally, it's a little too much.
Are you not an IPA fan traditionally?
I'm not. Yeah. And this is like very IPA-y for me.
There's
like
a lot of IPA.
I have tried some that are good, but this is like punch me in the face like a lot. Like this is a lot.
Ever since Dave said it, I'm thinking about punching him in the tongue.
Tongue punch?
A tongue punch? Wait a minute, that's different.
I'm thinking about punching
in the
tongue.
That's different. As far as the mouthfeel, Ian, we'll go to you on this since you're the expert.
I'm the expert on mouthfeels.
Yeah.
Overall, I really like it, Dave. As you said, it lingers. I like a beer that reminds me that it's there. I don't like just taking a sip and then forgetting about it. I really love the flavors. I'm getting a little bit of sweetness with it.
There is, yeah.
Overall, again, I think I could sit and have about 4 or 5 of these and have a great time.
So as far as the drinkability, you would say pretty high on the drinkability. You think that it's smooth enough to...
Now, I would not recommend this for maybe somebody who is getting into IPAs. I don't think this is a good introduction to it.
It's not a gateway IPA.
Definitely try them out. Build up a little bit of understanding about the hop game and bitterness when it comes to the IPAs. Really try to, you know, get your palate out there and discover everything. And then hit this one because this one, again, punches you right in the tongue.
Yeah.
Right in that little thing.
Did you crush it, Dave?
Yeah, I drank most of it already. I mean, so as far as drinkability, I don't think that I would sit around and just go, okay, this is a really simple, easy drinking beer. Like, you definitely feel this beer when you're drinking it, yeah. Which doesn't make it not drinkable. It just, it's not like one of those casual beers that you're sort of sipping on and forgetting about. You know, you know that this beer is in your hand, which I like about it quite a bit. I'm a huge fan of IPAs. So I'll give it my rating after, Ian, you give us the official.
I give it loads of names. A 3.8 out of 5.
I'm going to go 3.95 out of 5.
Dave, we're always on point, man.
Pretty on point.
Beer for breakfast with Dave and Mahoney every Friday morning on X107.5. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
So if you could master any instrument, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's easy. For sure. And I really kicked myself because my mom, a teacher, much ADD. Yeah, there is one particular instrument, and I'll give you a hint. It's definitely a panty dropper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But outside of that, if a guy is able to play this particular type of instrument, it just makes you seem more intelligent, I think.
It's something about, it's very smart. It's a smart instrument.
It's a smart instrument.
It's nothing like a trumpet.
It's not a kazoo.
Hey.
Although
my kazoo skills have done very well.
I was going to say a harmonica and like downplay it, but that is
a harmonica is a great party instrument because you can keep it in your pocket and at just any time. You can't just have an extra guitar laying around or this particular item laying around.
You mentioned Bruce Willis and you don't even talk about John Popper.
Hey.
John Popper lost it, man. Once he got skinny, he lost it for me.
I don't think he's that great of a harmonica player anymore. Bruce Willis, though.
No, John Popper still is completely
I don't
Dickens
know. I don't think
harmonica.
He could go toe-to-toe with Bruce Willis, though.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? I know my harmonica players.
No, you don't.
Yep, Blind Lemon Jefferson.
No, John Popper is the greatest harmonica player of all time.
Marky Sanchez from Omaha, one of the greatest harmonica players of all time as
the
well.
The Jets quarterback?
No, you guys got to look these people up. You
have to
look
these people up. You're like the Rain Man of harmonica players.
Yes, I know everything.
John Popper.
John Popper, definitely.
Bruce Willis.
Can you unlock the phone so we can find ourselves a winner, please? No. All right. Would you stop it? Okay. All right. First person with the correct answer is going to get set up with tickets for Coheed and Cambria. They are performing tonight over at the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. You said you used to be a big fan of Coheed and Cambria, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Back in the MySpace days?
MySpace. Heavy eyeliner. I was ready for them. Listen for them.
X107.5. Really good morning. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
What's the correct answer? If I could play any instrument, what would it be?
Dude, it's a piano.
A piano, that's right, yeah. You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. What really pisses me off is the guys that are self-taught on the piano and they can just sit down and all over. It's just incredible.
The ivories.
Yeah, they tickle the ivories. Tickle them so good. Meanwhile, I sit down and it's just like club hands. Like it just sounds terrible. Everything's, the worst. What's your name, man?
It's Juan.
Oh, well, what's up, man? Congratulations to you. Enjoy the show tonight. Thank you for listening.
Okay, cool.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.